Baruch Hashem, today is day number 337 of our daily study of Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. And in the three chapters a day study track of Mishneh Torah, we're continuing in Hilchos Malachim U'Milchamei Sehem, the laws of kings and their wars, chapters 4, 5, and 6. This is the final section of Sefer Shoftim, the Book of Judges, and the final section within the entire Mishneh Torah. We have two more days until we finish. Okay. Here are our mitzvahs, all connected to the ideas of kings and their wars. Okay, positive commandment 187 is the commandment to carry out war against the seven Canaanite nations. This is the concept known as a milchemes mitzvah. There's a concept of a milchama, of a war, which is a milchemes reshus. It's a voluntary war, meaning the king or the Sanhedrin move to declare war based on practical considerations at the time. But then there's something called Milchemes Mitzvah. A mitzvah is an eternal obligation. The mitzvahs of the Torah are eternal. They cannot be changed. They cannot be nullified. They exist forever. So there's a mitzvah, a Milchemes Mitzvah, a mitzvah war against the seven Canaanite nations. And actually, the Rambam here in Sefer Mitzvahs discusses this and says, since the seven Canaanite nations don't exist anymore, this is something historically that happened in ancient times, he says, so then why is it one of the 613 commandments? You know, there are mitzvahs that are for that time, and the Rambam actually explained in his introduction that he doesn't include such mitzvahs in the 613. 613 are only mitzvahs which are, I'll use the term, noyheg ledodois, that are conducted for all generations. So the Rambam says, you have to understand, it's not that the obligation to wage war against the seven Canaanite nations does not exist. It's that they do not exist. But if they were to exist, then the obligation would kick in. Okay. Negative commandment 49 is the prohibition not to decease from waging this mitzvah war against the seven Canaanite nations. It's not an option. Okay. Positive commandment 188 is a different milchemes mitzvah, and that is against Amalek. Amalek is the nation that targeted the Jews when they were coming out of Egypt to basically it was psychological warfare. They knew, Amalek knew they couldn't win the war, but they knew that it would demoralize the Jews as they were coming out of Egypt. Amalek, interesting, it's often pointed out, is the same gematria, same numerical value as Safek, which is doubt, that the internal Amalek within all of us is the feeling of doubt, where we're on fire, we're excited, we've just experienced miracles, and then this comes to cool us off, to cool our inspiration. At any rate, so there's the Milchemes Mitzvah against Amalek, which are descended from Esav, the twin brother of Yaakov. It's a specific, very specific nation. And I should mention, because I mentioned it recently, that when the Jewish people entered the land, immediately they became obligated in three mitzvahs. I mentioned it regarding appointing a king, which we had, I think, yesterday. So appointing a king, waging war against Amalek, and building the Beis HaMikdash. So we've had now at this point all of those three mitzvahs. The Beis HaMikdash we had when we learned Hilchos Beis HaBechira back in Sefer Avodah. Then we learned about appointing a king yesterday. Today we're learning about the war against Amalek. Okay. Positive commandment 189 is to remember what Amalek did to you as you were coming out of Egypt, the aforementioned story that I briefly related, to remember that always. And negative 59 is not to forget. So what's the difference between remember and don't forget? So the Sifri, the Rambam quotes the Sifri, which is a source of rabbinic halachic interpretation, and says that remember means verbally, to say it. Do not forget means in your heart, to feel it, to actually feel a personal feeling of anger about what Amalek did to us as we were coming out of Egypt. Okay, and many people probably noticed that there's a custom to have six things that you mention every day called Shesh Zechirois, and many Sidurim, many prayer books. It's printed at the end of Shachris, the end of the morning prayers. So one of those six remembrances is to remember Amalek, or the deed that Amalek did to us. Okay, those are our mitzvahs for today. We'll see you for more tomorrow, God willing.